the 2014 Love Life Women's Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We're continuing in our series, The Faith Crises, and we're going to continue in part two of Faith, One Size Fits All. Faith is, first of all, how we enter into the kingdom of God. It's by faith. We establish the fact that the faith to enter the kingdom is not a faith that comes from within us, but that it is a gift from God. Number two, we establish that faith is our source of peace in the kingdom. Peace, too, comes from only God, and it's a gift. This peace that we have is a peace that the world does not understand, can never comprehend, this peace that the Lord has given to us. As a matter of fact, I'll go as far as to say again that there is no peace outside of God. There is no peace. Amen. Now, we want to continue here where I want to make the statement number three on our list is that faith is the currency of the kingdom. Faith is the currency of the kingdom. Every culture or society has a currency, something upon which transactions are made, business is transacted, barter, call it what you will, but every society has some type of currency. The currency of the kingdom of God is faith. Without that currency, there's no kingdom business that can be transacted. Matthew 9, verse 29. Well, let's start at verse 27, where Jesus heals two blind men. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying, saying, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" They said unto him, "Yea, Lord." Then touched he their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it unto you." There we see the business transacted in the kingdom. It wasn't natural. It was a kingdom transaction, but the transaction was based upon the currency of faith. There were times where Jesus would go places and it says he could not do many mighty works. There was not a great deal of transaction or manifestation of the kingdom because of unbelief. So he told these two blind men, "According to your faith, be it unto you." Say that with me. It's according to my faith, according to how I believe, it shall be unto me. There are many things we have to learn to ignore. Some things we need to learn to block out, not listen to. Certain things we need to cover our eyes. You know, how the little monkey has his eyes covered, his ears covered. His mouth covers certain things we shouldn't say because it can cancel out. It can short circuit faith operating. All right? Because in the kingdom of God, everything that God or heaven has to offer us, the currency is faith. Dollar has no value in heaven. There are no dollars in heaven. That's not the currency. It's the currency here. So in order for that to manifest here, we have to use the currency of heaven, the currency of God's kingdom, which is faith. Again, let me emphasize very strongly, there's some things we must, if we struggle with it, we must stop thinking about. There has to be a paradigm shift in thinking patterns. When Elisha went to the woman of Zarephath, you see, there's a culture in the world, and there's also a culture in the kingdom of God. And the culture is simply what governs the kingdom, what governs the world. Let me say it this way. How many know the golden rule? Somebody shout it out. Well, let me give you another rendition of the golden rule. They that have the gold rule. That's the culture of this world system. Is that right or wrong? You have enough money to pay for it, you can get the best, you can get out of trouble that you are guilty of if you can pay your way out of it. Amen. In most cases, amen. But he that has the gold rules. Okay, in the culture of the kingdom, the currency is faith. He that has faith. That's why we cannot allow ourselves to be distracted from believing, from trusting. When Elijah went to the woman of Zarephath, God said that he told him, he has commanded someone already. You know, when we walk by faith, we have to understand that God has already commanded some stuff. See, some would be defeated after the brook, because he enjoyed the brook and the ravens for a season, but then it dried up. Listen, if the brook dries up, God has another word for you. His resources don't dry up. See, you can't be locked in on just sitting and just, you know, just hanging out. Moses made a mistake when they came to the Red Sea. He told the people, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And then he turned around and went to cry out to God. And God told him, he said, why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to move forward. See, Moses was talking about standing still. God said, tell them to move forward. See, sometimes if you cannot allow the enemy to cause you to plateau. And we're living in times of acceleration. You know, what would happen every other month may happen every month now. What would happen every month may happen every week now. What happened every week might happen every day now. Every day you have an accelerator. Every day you have an increase. Every day you have to move on. So you've got to have a paradigm shift in your mind and not be one that just is standing still. When he went to the woman, now here's the world, the humanistic thinking. He went to the woman and see, he was operating on another principle, a divine principle, operating in another kingdom. The woman didn't have but enough for right there, her and her son, to eat and die. That was it. But him operating in another kingdom placed a demand on her. Now, in the world, they would say, oh, man, how could he do that? Think about it. How could he do that to her? This is all they had. Here he comes, taking the time to fix him something first. That greedy prophet. Right? That's how the world thinks. And they'd be quick to criticize, but they don't understand the currency by which we operate. See, in order for Elijah to get that spirit of poverty and death broken off of her, there had to be a release. Come on, stay with me now. She had to release something. See, at the root of poverty, at the root of all of the stuff that oppresses and blocks us from destiny is fear. And she was holding on. But see, Elijah knew that her blessing was when she would release what she was holding on to. Because it took faith. And see, faith is the currency. Without it, you can't tap into the kingdom. You're stuck with what you got, which is not enough. But when she released it, now heaven's supply began to flow. We need to understand that principle. Faith is the currency. And you've got to exercise your senses to discern, amen, what is kingdom and what is secular. What is of the world? What is just basic, you know, worldly principle versus what God has said? Because what God has said is quite radical compared to what the world says and how the world looks at it. Sometimes reason will jump in your way and try to govern decisions and cause you, amen, not to have that abandon. You know, I was at a meeting, and they went over some interesting things about why teenagers do some of the stuff they do, you know, without even thinking about it. You know, how they, you know, not all teenagers, but teenagers in general. And it's because certain parts of their brain aren't developed as yet. Till age 25, they say about age 25, their brain starts to fully develop and they start to make what you call reasonable decisions. Before that, sometimes they're making really foolish decisions. Like, let's say a parent is taking their daughter, who's a teenager, to a party. The parent is thinking about, you know, what's going on, the time they want them to come home, you know, thinking about these different things. But because the teenager's brain is not developed in that area, they're not thinking about that. They're thinking about having a good time at the party. But the parents, so this is the significance of parents, because until a child gets to that age, the parent is that part of their brain. Children, they understand things. They reason things. That part of the reason, I forget what they call the front, but it's the frontal part of the brain, and it's the part that reasons. It's the part that makes decisions based upon understanding and experience. Young people don't have that developed yet. So they're more abandoned, you know, they'll do stuff, you know, they're adventurous, which is not all bad, because some adults are so developed there that they've lost the youthfulness. And so that big old part of the brain is blocking everything that has to do with faith. They ain't going to take no chances. They don't trust anybody. They ain't going outside the house after dark. Too developed. So there need to be a paradigm shifting in the activity of our brain. But my point, when the world thinks about or looks at things a certain way, but in the kingdom it looks another way. Elijah knew that God had commanded, and we must understand that God has placed commands before we get to certain places.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 9 of the series entitled The Faith Crisis. Today's message is One Size Fits All. As a child, when we cease to walk with Him on a daily basis, the result is a drying up of our joy. This is compared to when we, as children of God, are in a state of believing. We place ourselves in a position where all limitations are taken off. Many times there is a minus or a lack of joy because there is a lack of faith. This occurs because we consider too much and too many things around us that are insignificant. Every saint of God has a measure of faith, but it is up to the believer to exercise it.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.